Hi, Ellie. Can you start off by saying your name, who your mob is, and where you're from? Yeah.
Sure. My name's Ellie White. I'm a proud Gujarati woman, born and raised here in Naam, or Wurundjeri country, but mobs up in the Kimberley region of northwestern Australia.
How did you start running, sis? When did you first get into it?
I started running only in April, so it's only been about 6-7 months of training, really. I'd picked up running here and there before, but never really been consistent with it. I think the most distance I'd gone up to was around 13 kilometres, and had really been around mostly with IMP, Indigenous Marathon Project tryout. So this was my third year applying. So I'd always planned to try to have a little bit of base fitness in case I did get in. And then this year I was lucky enough to thankfully get through.
And what's the process for actually getting through that you just explained there? How does it go, sis?
So they usually open tryouts around January or February, and they go around to all different communities across the country, and the graduates of the program are usually involved as well, just to have a yarn with people that are interested in being a part of the program. And you do a 3-kilometre time trial, and it can be at any pace. There's no pressure on being super fast or anything like that. It's just a matter of your determination to get through the 3 kilometres. So it can be a combination of running and walking, whatever works for you, but more based on that yarn afterwards around why you want to do the program, what's your inspiration, and why should you be selected, really.
Which brings me to the next question. Why did you want to be part of this program? Why was it so important for you personally, Ellie?
I'm a health worker by background, so I think the importance of practicing what I preach, living a healthy lifestyle and making positive health choices, was something that I wanted to do, and I thought no better way than to do that through a marathon, one of the massive world majors, but also given I am able to move and some people aren't, just, I guess, being grateful for what I can do and not being lazy and slack. I can get out there and go for a run, so why not?
Are you looking very much forward to taking part in the New York City Marathon start of November, sis?
It feels pretty surreal, though, to be honest with you. I don't think it will completely have sunk in until we're on the plane on our way over to New York. It's come around so quickly.
What are you looking forward to about getting to New York City and you landing there with your feet on the ground? Is there anything you want to do apart from take part in that New York City marathon?
Yeah, we've got a few opportunities for different touristy activities, like going up in the Empire State Building and going out to Times Square and to an NBA game. So just being able to experience that with the rest of the squad will be amazing, and to also have partners and family that are fortunate enough to come along for the journey too will be awesome.
Now, for those less experienced at running marathons like myself, Ellie, can you share with me, how do you actually prepare to run a marathon? What's your training schedule like?
Yeah, so we're guided by our coach, Jack Stevens, and he's a graduate of the program from 2023. So he makes all of our training programs for us, and it started off in April just doing 3 runs a week and doing some cross training with walks and whatnot, just to build that base fitness and get the body used to doing more regular movement. Some of the squad were running frequently beforehand, so it wasn't as much of a jump for them, but for someone like me, I really needed that kind of easy transition period. And then the running days just get more and the distances get bigger. It's crazy for me now to think of, oh, I'm just going out for a 20k run, whereas if you said that to me 6 months ago, I would have said you were crazy. Like, it's amazing the amount of growth you have over a short period of time when you're actually consistent with the training. So yeah, we've had kind of key milestone events and different camps where we get together as a squad. So around, I think, a month or so into our training, we had a 10k Mother's Day event in Canberra. So that was our first event. And then probably a month or two after that, we had the Gold Coast Half Marathon. And you're constantly just building up for the next event. So you're not all of a sudden thinking, I've got to run a marathon. You're just kind of thinking, what's next? What's my training like this week? What are the steps I take? So it doesn't seem as overwhelming as running a full marathon. And then we had another half marathon in Sunshine Coast, and then our most recent catch-up as a squad was in Alice Springs in Wata, and that was our 30K selection event. that we had. So, and now our next one will be the marathon.
And tell me about your diet leading up to this big marathon for New York City. What do you eat on a daily basis, sis? Can you share that with us?
Sure, I'm probably not the best example for it, but I definitely eat more now that I'm running, given we're out running so much and burning so much energy. And I guess I am more mindful of the fuel that I'm putting into my body. So trying to eat more proteins and more fruits and veggies. And then also the day before running, your long run for that week, is just trying to get as many carbohydrates in. So things like bread and pasta and potatoes, but also there's liquid carbs. So through things like Powerades and Gatorades or juice, just so that your body's got the right amount of nutrients to get you through your long run the next day. There's so much to it that I had no idea before. And then, of course, there's different things for nutrients while you're running for longer distances, like gels and electrolytes as well.
Tell me about those gels and electrolytes.
So the gels, there's different forms of pretty much carbs that can help sustain you and make sure you have energy throughout your run. And even though you might not necessarily need it for a run that's, say, maybe 20 kilometres or so, it's about training your body as well. So just practicing what you'll be doing on marathon day. So I've spent a lot of time even on those runs where I don't necessarily need it, but just getting my body ready and able to consume those carbohydrates while I'm running so that I'm more prepared for marathon day. So it's kind of just like little sachets. It's a bit gooey. There's different textures. Not all of them are that nice, but just a way to get your body ready, I guess, and prepared.
And what are you looking forward to most about hitting New York City? Obviously, the marathon's up there, but what else in terms of sightseeing? Like you mentioned some places earlier, like the Empire State Building and Times Square. What are you really looking forward to personally for hitting New York City?
Personally, I'm just so stuck on the marathon,
That's
especially
wonderful.
That finish line,
yeah.
And being able to share that with the squad. And I've got my parents, thankfully, coming over too. So that's what I'm most excited about. But also being over there with the squad, many of which haven't done any international travel before and come from smaller communities. I'm from Melbourne, so I live in a city, New York. It's nothing on New York, but I have been over to New York City before, but I can't wait for the reactions of the squad that haven't seen anything like New York before, that, yeah, maybe live in smaller towns and rural communities. So I can't wait for that.
Well, it sounds really fabulous. All the best of luck to you and the rest of the squad. Our hearts and all the positive vibes are with you, Mob, for your big trip to New York City. And good luck. I hope you get the best PB that you want for that marathon.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Ellie.